I'd like to call this Education Committee meeting to order. The time is 2:45 PM. Roll call, please.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congressman Mason? Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here. We do have Congressman Mason in the building. He will be joining us shortly. Congressman Maker, will you say the prayer?
Doctor, what's on? Doctor, what's on? Say, I was gonna say about. Not for God, he is our, but not here by the conga. I charge you, Nika, to not care about the conga. No need for you to cast your past, that's where the conga. You have the truth. Every father will thank you for this day and all your blessings and this very honor of people. We want to ask you to be here. And your spirit here with us is being a very important subject of educating our people so they can have a good life, good jobs, and they can raise their families and have success. So we want you to give us the guidance that will make good decisions for our people. We want to bless those who are ill or grieving and always watch out for our elders and our children, teach of our people. And the service people, bless them, guide them back home safe to their families. He says we ask in Christ's name.
Thank you. Next item is approval of minutes. Please look over the minutes from September 7th.
A motion to approve the minutes is presented.
A motion made. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Congressman Walker. All in favor, say yes.
Yes.
All opposed? The meeting, or the minutes are approved. Next item is ONCA 1799. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn, and she is here. Congressman Whitehorn, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chairman. I see on your agenda, this is an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for FY18 in the amount of $61,453,000. And the sections that's before this committee right now, the Education Committee, are Section 46, which is Head Start, Section 47, Head Start Federal, and Section 103, Trans-Canada Education Partnership. The first two, without the budgets in front of me, I believe you have wages and salary in each one of those budgets, correct? So the only changes to those two budgets will be the 1.5% backed out of the salary and wages line, which is for the merit performance recognition bonus, the merit bonus is what we call it. All other lines in the drafted budget will be the exact same as the budget submitted to Congress. And you understand why we backed that out, correct, Ms. King? And that's all I have to say about this budget, so I yield.
Okay. We have Denise King right here from Head Start. Would you like to join us at the table?
Yes.
We have the budgets and the program plan available.
May I be excused?
Yes. And Mr. Johnson, you're welcome to the table as well. Do you want to bring the program plan up? Has anything changed from your program plan?
No, it is still correct as far as what our goals are and what we strive to achieve. It is what Head Start's about.
Question.
Oh, yes, Ms. Walker, Mr. Walker.
Looking at the positions needed to accomplish its mission or the minimum, are these filled currently?
The education coach is the position that we are seeking for the tribal funds.
So would that be, I guess there's
one
request there in the new budget?
Yes.
Okay.
Do we have any questions? Congressman Mason.
Yeah, I'm looking at the budgets here that are dated on July the 14th, submitted. And you said the education coach, and I was looking at this form. I didn't see the job listed here.
Is that the federal?
Or
the
I don't know budget? Which one. This one is.
It's on the
this
tribal.
Is on federal. Okay, I'm sorry.
Go to the tribal budget. Is the committee okay with the program plan? Do we have any questions in regards to it? Because it's pretty much the same as it has been, correct?
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Let's go to tribal first. Okay. The tribal budget is for $72,000.
And that's for the one new position, is that correct?
Yes.
Do we have any questions or anything in regards to this, the tribal budget for $72,000?
I just have a comment about the coach.
Yes.
In the Head Start performance standards came out, the Office of Head Start came out with new performance standards in November 2016. And one of the things we are finding that our teachers need support to enhance their teaching skills. It's a common practice in public schools and mainly other university schools that they have that support position to, they call them curriculum specialists sometimes in public schools, but it's a position that is needed that supports our teachers. It will enhance the education that our children will receive, and we just want to follow what is the most appropriate thing for education nowadays.
Okay. So, Congressman Mason.
What you just said, well, that was a suggestion or is that a requirement?
That's a requirement with our new performance standards.
Okay. And as I understand, it's a requirement, but they're not funding it. is there talk of them funding this requirement in the future? Or?
We hope so. It will depend on
how it
Washington.
Goes.
Yeah. Congress.
Congressman Maker.
Does this position require a lot of travel? It seems like
they'll go to our sites, and then a lot of times it's all through electronic nowadays. And they'll attend our staff meetings and do staff training and things like that.
Congressman Tillman.
What are the qualifications for the position?
That they have a bachelor's degree. An early childhood or related degree that they have knowledge of the preschools and the early childhood development and curriculum.
Have we posted until we get the funding.
Right.
So that's something kind of new to you, but it's a federal regulation, right?
Unfunded, right?
Unfunded.
What are the consequences if you don't do it? I mean, what are they?
If the consequences to my program, our program, is that we won't have the enhanced education, our teachers won't get the improved knowledge and practices of dealing with the children in the classrooms, the combination of the curriculum and making it individualized for children, and the consequences is we won't have that. It'll just be another hat that somebody else would have to do in the program, or they don't have time to do it really nowadays.
How's your turnover rate to your positions, your employees?
I'm very proud of our employees. This year was one of our lowest rates of turnover to start school. Like, we only needed 3 positions, and we filled those in the classroom pretty rapidly. We only have 1 cook position, and it should be filled within 2 weeks.
Oh, good.
Okay. Let's go on to the federal. There's a slight increase, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Mostly employee benefits.
Yeah, the Office of Head Start had a cost of living, 1% cost of living increase for the program this year.
Can you scroll down? Page 2. That's a lot of employees. What
I'm very proud of my employees. They work super hard, and I have several going to college, training, bus driver training, and that they stick with the program. It's a commendable action from the Congress to support this.
No, Congressman Mason.
Just curious, as we are in September, what is our enrollment now at Head Start?
Our enrollment right now,
total number.
We're funded for 210, but from the start of school, from August 9th, at our Skychook Center, we have served 90 children. At Fairfax, we have 43 children. We have openings at Fairfax. Pahuska has 51 children, and Hominy has 19. So we're funded for 210, but as children drop in half, then that just adds to the number of children served. And families. It starts about families, too. And that's one of our goals this year, is to increase parent involvement. Because we're finding that children learn better if their parents are interested in their child's education. So that's our big push this year, is our parent involvement. And it will just lead on into public school, is what we hope to find.
Any other questions from the committee or comments? Congressman Mason.
I'm just trying to get enlightened a little bit about the program. The children at Head Start, now, when they come in, they have all of their medical stuff, vaccinations all updated. Can they get them there at Head Start?
The minimum that they can come in with into Head Start is 1 shot. And sometimes we have children who have only received 1 immunization. So it's our goal to make sure that they get caught up with immunizations. We'll even transport them to get immunizations, but we also collaborate with the state of Oklahoma to bring in, they call it the caring van, and they'll come into our sites, which will provide children with immunizations. They'll even provide our staff with flu shots, all at no cost. So we provide that. for our children.
I always like to ask that because, as we all know, since 1492, we've been in need of immunizations, us
right.
Indian folks, and whenever we get our children and their parents, all of everybody healthy, to make
right.
sure that they're protected with today's medications, feel more comfortable that we're doing our job to keep our kids and our babies well and free from diseases.
And it's always been one of Head Start's starships is the health component, because we make sure our kids get physicals, dental screenings, developmental screenings. We purchased a vision screener, and just a success story last year, we had a little child at our Pahuska site who had failed the vision screening, and his mother didn't even have any idea. And so he ended up needing glasses, and if she didn't know that he needed that, his vision gradually got worse at 3 years of age.
Do you want to finish? Or?
Yeah, I was just going to ask about any record of kids, babies that are coming in with special needs.
Right
what,
now,
what do you do with the kids?
We work through with the public school systems, with the disabilities, the IDEA laws, helping children with disabilities. And so we collaborate with all our local public schools. They come in and do screenings for our children, and also Indian Health Service out of Pawnee, and also here at our Pahuska Wajaji Health Clinic will help us with screenings. And so we work to diagnose children and get them the appropriate services and get an individual education plan if that's what the need is. So we average about from 17 children, 15 to 17 maybe a year with disabilities. Majority is speech and language.
So we have on staff and people that are trained in special ed, those kinds of?
We don't have a special ed teacher, so-called teacher, but we have, we work up special needs plans along with the teacher and the appropriate professional.
Is that person hired by us then?
It's with the public school.
With the public schools?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And they come to our sites and give us plans to work with the children.
All right. Thank you.
And then the parents are also involved also
good.
In that.
They need to be.
Congressman Baker?
I just have a security that I think one year we talked about, we have like videos of the school or something.
That's been a continuous problem. We have videos at half of our sites. We're getting another video system set up. We're just waiting on our new funding year to put that in place.
So
it's just out of building maintenance, the maintenance. But we have the system.
So we'll have all of the sites secured then?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we don't have any more questions in regards to Head Start or their two budgets presented today. Oh, yes.
I did also want to mention that the Office of Head Start, I've worked with Chris Standing Bear with the grants office, and they had sent him a notice that they were going to provide us with a new playground fence for the Fairfax Center, and also a new bus for the Fairfax Center.
Oh.
I think, just to add, with the Fairfax Center, one time we were trying to get some kind of cover on that fence, because the smoke shop's just right on the other side of that fence, you know, and for all our little kids, see all them tobacco things. I said, we need to put some slats or something in there so they can't see that. Remember that? It is here. Smoke shop's right there, but the kids.
Who's that at the Harmony? They get to leave the prison.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got prisons.
Might be relatives. We don't know.
Yeah. Kinfolks in there. Anyway, I'd like to go ahead and make just a statement to our committee, and I think you all would agree and concur that we, as Osage Nation, we're indeed fortunate to have this team in that position. I don't know any other more expert person in this level to be running our programs for us. We're very blessed to have you.
Yes.
I appreciate your comment very much.
Congressman Walker.
We ready for the motion?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, I make a motion to have the minutes and committee report reflect the committee has done a complete review of sections 46 and 47 of ONCA 1799.
We've got a motion made. Do we have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. We have reviewed thoroughly 46 and 47. Thank you, Denise.
Thank you.
Coming and presenting your budgets.
Appreciate your support.
Right. Growing up.
Yeah. All right. Next on the item is section 103, Trans-Canada Education Partnership. And we have, I believe, from Executive and Self-Governance, Ms. Atterbury.
Yes.
You're welcome to join us at the table. And do we have a budget for it? Is there a program plan or a budget? Or there's a program. Is there a program?
There's no program okay. plan, but there's a contract, and I've asked the dean to make copies. Oh.
Okay, while we're looking for the budget part, can you go ahead and start telling us what Trans-Canada Education Partnership is?
Trans-Canada is an education partner grant, if you will, that we've received the last 2 years. It's mostly geared toward educational projects, language and culture, and our history, Osage history. So that's the expenditures are all reflect those areas. So I've worked with the education department, the language and culture department, and then also Dr. Hunter's department we've worked with to, get feedback. But in the past, I know you all are probably familiar with some of the projects we've done through education. This past year, we did the culture tracks. We completed 9, I believe. So those have been, a great addition for the culture department and also for language. And really, the language department is going to get a lot of benefit from them because it was really intended for that purpose, because our people who can speak the language can actually have a dialogue when they open one of those trunks and they look at the cultural items in the trunk. Two speakers can dialogue about the contents of the trunk in front of students, down at the immersion school or anywhere, because the trunks have been taken to even some of our public schools, so they can use them for just a various different reasons. They can use, the museum takes them out on their, they have a traveling museum that goes to the schools, and I think it's in the spring. So the museum's used them, culture centers used them, language uses them, and so that's been a big, those have been a big hit. The other project we did with last year's money was the murals in the Wheelis and then also in the immersion school. We had a contract with Wendy Honka and her daughter to, paint these beautiful murals that'll be transferable. If we ever get another school in the future, we'll be able to move those. Or they weren't painted on, kind of learned our lesson at the chambers on that. So we requested that instead of putting these on the wall in the entries or in a central location, that they be put on 5x8 canvases. So I don't know if you guys have had a chance to go visit and look at the murals, but they really are beautiful. And they have a lot of probably children in them and grandchildren. So that's been a really good project that we were able to complete. We also did craft packs for the museum. I worked with Hallie and her staff in creating for the visitors, really from kindergarten to 18 years of age. There's a craft pack that they can take home with them. It has different items in it that tell about the museum, our history, our culture, There's a puzzle in there of the back of a straight dancer, you know, and it's an actual picture of a, you know, of somebody years ago. She also has kind of a workbook in there that they can use that, you know, talks about the visit they just had at the museum, asked different questions about things they saw. I wish I could remember everything that was in it, but Callie did a great job on putting those craft packs together, so that was part of the money that we used. The Youth Council, we gave them $10,000 for their leadership conference that they went on, so that was real helpful to them. We also spent $10,000 on the books and the reading corners that we established at the doctor's office that have taken part in the Reach Out and Read program. And I know you guys are probably familiar with that. It's a program that's implemented out of a doctor's office. During a well child visit, the doctor actually gives the child a book and observes how the child handles it, how the parents interact to it. So, you know, they not only use it for, you know, just to give the child a book as a gift and also to encourage the parents to read to the kids, but it's also a way that a doctor, they're trained, they have to take a training, and they're trained to make, you know, cognitive observations, how that child's progressing, vocabulary, so just different observations that he can use medically and, you know, see how that child progresses each time he or she comes in for a well child visit. So pretty much this year's money that we're receiving, it's the last year we're going to receive the education partnership grant from TransCanada. But again, it's geared toward all those areas, history, language, culture, and also education. We're going to give the Youth Council $5,000 to do a community project that will affect at least 100, you know, a group of 100. And it's going to be up to the Youth Council to expend that however they want. We want them to be creative and think of a project for the community that all of them can, you know, buy into. And there's $40,000 that's allocated for a culture project, a language project, and a museum project. And then the last one is we pretty much got our Reach Out and Read book library stocked up for several years. And then we also had a grant from the co-op in Hominy that helps us with the Reach Out and Read. So we only allocated $5,000 for it because it's pretty well established and we feel like we have a large enough inventory to accommodate the doctors for several years. And we're hoping to add at least two more physicians this year in Osage County. And it may be, you know, two more physicians in our own clinic, but we need to, you know, we need to keep adding to the number of physicians that can actually implement that program. So after this, we've been talking to TransCanada about another grant, community development grant, which is going to be a lot more money. I'm supposed to go down in November to Houston to visit with you in regard to that, and then also give them a presentation on what we've done the past 2 years with the money that they've given to us. So we're looking forward to that because it's really money that's geared toward bringing the community and the tribe together. So it's gonna take some creative thought behind it, and I've already visited with Callie at the museum. She's got some ideas, and I'm sure there'll be other ideas, but we haven't solidified that money yet. But I will be going down there in November, so hopefully we'll get even more money in the future from TransCanada. They've been a really great partner for us. They've been great to work with and very supportive of a project. They came down and stayed with us a couple of days during the summer. They actually came for the dances to, you know, observe all of the projects that we've been able to implement. And actually went to Archie's camp and he got to meet the TransCanada representatives. So just real nice people. They've been a pleasure to work with, and this money's really been a blessing because it has really enhance the museum culture, language in ways that we probably never could have at this time, you know.
Congressman Mason.
What is the position of the executive? Because we're talking, this is the last of 3 years funding, and it's gone. Mm-hmm. So is it, are we as a nation expected to pick up year four with tribal money, or is that just all of this that's gone, just gone, and you're going after a different source of funding?
The source of funding for Reach Out and Read, we have about 4 more years left with the co-op, so we do have a source of funding for Reach Out and Read. The other programs are all, they all have a beginning and an end.
Okay.
And they're all going to last forever, you know? So like the murals on the walls, it's done. And we're going to be able to enjoy that for years. The culture trunks. Now, there are things, as you know, when kids are actually able to pick up an item and handle it, you know, Culture Center may have to replace an item as, you know, as time goes by and as hundreds of children touch the articles that are in those trunks, because that's what it's meant to do. It's meant to, you know, they're meant for children to be able to interact with them. So later on, there may be some small expenditures for Culture Center and language, you know, to replace the items in the trunk, but I don't foresee that. And, you know, I see them the items lasting a good 6 to 10 years. So we've tried to choose projects that, like I said, had a beginning and an end to them.
Thank you.
With the exception, I do want to add one more, the craft packs at the museum have been a real big hit. She's really gotten a lot of great feedback from people who have visited the museum. I guess she has a Facebook page where she can interact with people that have came in, and they really do appreciate those. Now, I don't know that, you know, I don't know if that's something she'll put in her budget in the future or not, but we are, you know, we're stocked up pretty well for another year, and we're going to do at least another year or two in this next plan that we have. So she's just she's at a point right now where she's trying to promote the museum and, you know, get more people who are coming in to enjoy what we have and the fruits of her labor. So it's been a real good promotional thing for her too at this point, at this stage of where she is with the museum.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes, sir. To go along with that, what Ms. Atterbury is saying is, due to a lot of these things, donations to the museum are rising, you know, and Ms. Winter will bring that data to y'all when she comes here to, so you can see it, you know. She's really doing an excellent job. So these things are helping, you know, a lot more than just, you know, what we see every day.
That's a good point.
Any other questions or comments from the committee?
Instead of having a work plan, I'm sorry, Chairman Hamilton, I just brought the contract that we have. It has not been signed yet. Their headquarters are in Houston, and they have contacted me via email. We did get the, you know, the grant for another year. That's been solidified. They just have not sent me back their signature, you know, their signed copy of the contract. So what you see on here is just assistant chief's signature on it. Chief was gone the day that I had to get it sent to him, but I've been on the phone and conversed with them via email. So everything's good for this last year. And I have also worked with all of the departments that are affected by this money, and they've actually incorporated these into their work plans or their annual plans, these projects. So instead of me having the annual plan, it's actually one of the, you know, probably one of the goals and objectives in their work plan.
Okay. Well, I do thank you for the information. It's very thorough. You have a motion?
Is ready?
Yeah.
All right. I make a motion to have the minutes and committee report reflect the committee has done a complete review of section 103 of ONCA 1799.
Second.
Motion made, second. Discussion? Seeing none. All in favor say yes?
Yes.
All those opposed, no? Okay, we made the motion that we thoroughly reviewed section 103. Before we adjourn, thank you, Ms. Atterbury, for coming and speaking on behalf of TransCanada Education Partnership. Our next education meeting will be on Wednesday, and what we have left is WELA. I think there's four WELA items, and then we'll be done with our part of 1799. So,
right.
Unless something else gets tacked on, I don't know.
Good.
So, yeah. Chair, entertain motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say yes?
Yes.
We are adjourned.
Oh, wait, last folks upstairs, what happened to that? He said that was from the earthquake, last earthquake that fell down.
Down here.
Oh, man.